It was during that court hearing, attorneys for the Buffalo Public School District announced they are investigating Barton for allegedly using student activity funds of $22,000 over a 10-year period. Barton was placed on administrative leave last May after she was challenged by students. They accused Barton of ignoring requests from LGBTQ students who asked to form a gay-straight alliance at the school. But Barton's attorney, Robert Boreanaz, tells WBFO News his client is denying misuse of those funds.
Every principal in the district has a principal account which they are going to spend monies out of at their discretion for educational purposes. The district has audited Mrs. Barton's expenditures every single year for the past 10 or more years. In each instance, the auditor has given her a green light and approved her expenditures.
Now, according to the city school district, the funds were used to buy African-American artifacts and memorabilia. Boreanaz tells us his client doesn't deny purchasing the items.
Now, fortunately for Mrs. Barton, she's a good record keeper, and she's kept some duplicate copies of some of her records, and she produced those and gave those to the district.
However, the district tells us that those items are not on school grounds and remain in a storage facility that no one else has access to. Meanwhile, Boreanaz says they will be back in court for the reinstatement issue.
We absolutely are returning to court. We're in federal court challenging the district's action, an arbitration next month.
WBFO News reached Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore. He supports Barton and says he knows nothing about the investigation of funds.
So I think that some of the allegations against her are unfounded, and I'd be surprised if she did any of the things that she was alleged to have done.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.